This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USAprepares.com. And we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle's engineering the broadcast today at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we're going to be talking about electromagnetic frequencies. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen as you travel or listen in place, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usapreparers.com, USAPREPARES.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting this hour with Emil de Toffel. He's the CEO of LessEMF.com, Less, L-E-S-S, E-M-F, electromagneticfrequencies.com. Welcome, Emil.
Hi, good morning, Vincent.
Good morning. Emil, you have been involved in the study of electromagnetic frequencies for decades, ever since you were a very young person. And you are a baby boomer, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so you've got a company that is very, very focused on electromagnetic frequencies. And I'd like to hear a little bit about your experience, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with our broadcast classroom that's worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit of some of the things that you have learned, found, and then I'd like to share with you a story about Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and the potential for deploying smart meters without the knowledge of the village. So please share with us, you know, some of your experiences and how you came up to be so interested in EMF.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I can recall as a kid being curious about how the music got into the radio. And I asked my dad, and he started to explain about how the radio waves travel through the air and shake the electrons in the antenna, and that sends a signal down into the radio, and then the music comes out. And even as a kid, I was able to grasp that if these radio waves going through the air virtually everywhere at all times are doing this to the electrons in the radio's antenna, they must be doing something to the electrons in our bodies as well. That thought stayed with me sort of as a concern, sort of as a background, back burner kind of a thought. Later on in high school and college, I studied physics, and then I went on and learned more about electrons and radio waves and how that all works, and still had a concern about the health effects, but nobody really seemed to be paying attention to it at that time. We're talking about now back in the 1960s and 1970s. I went on to become a dentist, practice dentist for many years. And then when I retired from that, I was still fairly young and thinking, well, what am I going to do now? So at that time, this was back in the mid-1990s, the Internet was just really getting started, and I went online and tried to learn about the health effects of electromagnetic fields. At that time, there was actually very little information about the health effects or about how to measure them or about what you can do to reduce them. And I decided, yeah, this is something that I'm going to do. I'm going to create a company so that people will have resources for how to measure this stuff, how to shield or protect themselves from it, And that's what we did. So in 1996, we started the company Less EMF Incorporated, and we've been doing that full-time exclusively ever since. So it's been over 20 years now that we've been dedicated to understanding electric fields, what they're doing to our bodies, how we can measure them or detect them, find out if we have these issues in our home or schools or workplace, and then what to do about it. So that's in a nutshell the background that we come from. Of course, in the beginning, you know, back in the 1990s, the big issues were electric blankets, right? People were using electric blankets pretty heavily back then. Microwave ovens, power lines, of course, and all the issues associated with that. And the big chubby CRT computer monitors, which were much dirtier than the LED monitors that we have now. Over time, it evolved and came along cell phones and cordless phones. And then Wi-Fi came along, and then Bluetooth, and the installing radio frequency transmitters into cars so they can park themselves, drive themselves, so on. And, of course, smart meters. So the amount of electronics that we've added to our world just in this last 20 years has exploded. You can't go anywhere now where there isn't a Wi-Fi signal and there isn't radio frequencies bouncing all around from dozens, if not hundreds, of sources. Anybody who's ever looked for a Wi-Fi connection can attest to, no matter where you go, you're going to find multiple networks available, even though some of them might be locked. You're still getting to enjoy the radiation from them. And so our world is very different now, certainly, than it was 100 years ago, and even dramatically different than it was 20 years ago. The health effects are starting to mount up. So we can certainly talk about all of those issues, but you had a question about smart meters in a certain location, didn't you?
I did. And what happened in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, just a number of days ago? I got a call from one of our class members who listens to KLID Radio, AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And he was very concerned about this meeting, and they might be discussing smart meters. They were going to talk about gas meters, but they just might bring up smart meters. Well, he wanted some preparation. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll be available via telephone, and I would be certainly interested in asking the city council and their alleged expert, the city manager, about some of the questions I have regarding the safety and what research they've done and where they're focused on this deployment, this potential deployment. Well, many, many phone calls happened, and as a result, I made an announcement that there was this meeting. I made it several times during the Monday broadcast. They had the meeting, and two people showed up, this one guy who called me and one other person. Everyone else at this meeting, the 20 people attended this meeting or so, the city council meeting, and they discussed it for 15 minutes. The presenter said, you know, he knew enough about this to know that it's absolutely safe, and they were going to deploy it. And within 15 minutes of discussion, without alerting the general public that they were going to do this, they decided they are going to approve and deploy smart meters. So maybe 10,000 people will be affected. Over 7,000 meters are going to be installed. And so this is a there's been a cover-up, as far as I'm concerned. There has been a hiding of information. There has been very little discussion, very little research. The public is not informed. The public trust has been breached. And it's an outrage. So shame on all of those involved in covering this up in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. But my concern is the dangers. Now, let me just mention a very quick story, and just to maybe two short stories, just to show that what you said is absolutely true. Electromagnetic waves are everywhere. So if you want proof of it, just take a radio in your car and turn it on. Go anywhere. Go anywhere you want and turn on your car radio, AM, FM. You'll pick up a signal. That means that there is electromagnetic radiation reaching your radio. You can hear it. That's proof number one. Proof number two, bring a radio in your house or turn on your radio in your house, and you still have AM and FM radio in your house. So those signals are everywhere as well. That's in addition to television and microwaves and cell radiation. Next thing is, I worked at a bank, and we had some old file cabinets. They were, you know, good shape, good quality steel, but they weren't the right color. They were gray and, you know, various vintages of colors, and they wanted them all to be this tan color. So they brought in this company that would electrically paint these file cabinets. And what they did was they attached a wire to the file cabinet, and they would spray the file cabinet, and they put just a drop cloth around it, and the paint would fly from the spray gun through this electronic, I guess, ionization process, and it would go right onto the metal, and very little spray would go anyplace else. It was almost like a magnet for the paint to adhere and be sprayed on these file cabinets. And one guy, and this is a huge room, must have been 300 feet long. At the other end of the room, one guy left his CRT monitor, which you talked about, powered up. The paint flew across the room and covered this guy's monitor. That's hundreds of feet. And what I'm saying is, what you are saying is absolutely true. These, and you can't see it. No one knew the monitor was on because it was way over at the other end of the room. But it had that much electromagnetic frequency coming out of it to pull the paint across the room. Now, the paint didn't fly to all the other monitors that were off, just the one that was on. So that, I'm in total agreement with what you're saying. And what about during the daytime when all of those customer service agents were sitting at their monitors electrically blasting themselves with these wavelengths? Isn't it cumulative? Isn't it additive?
It definitely is. When you consider the multiple sources that would be present in an office or in a home, right? Lighting, wiring, appliances, communications equipment, computers, and so on. So they're all contributing to this soup, if you will, of electromagnetic fields that are present. But and, of course, then there's the accumulation over time. So are we exposed to it for just a minute or an hour or an eight-hour workday or 24 hours, 7 days a week? So it's definitely cumulative. And just like with any other insult to the body, you know, you can have a little bit of injury and then a long healing period and you can be okay. Or you can have repeated injuries over time or injury over an extended period of time without any chance for the body to do any significant repair. And then the injury is cumulative, right? So it's cumulative in a number of different senses, all of which are not good.
Emil DeToffel, when we come back, let's talk about what are some of the health effects that these electromagnetic frequencies have. Because you're right, we are bathing in them. I'm looking in the studio right now. I've got four monitors in front of me, but I can't touch a single one because I have them on a large desk surface so far away from me that I physically can't touch them on purpose. My computers are 15 feet away on purpose so that distance is my friend. Let's talk about some of the health effects.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Emil DeTofel's with us. He's the CEO of LessEMF.com. If you'd like to go to his website, L-E-S-S-E-M-F, as in electromagnetic frequencies, .com. Retired dentist. And he's going to tell us about the dangers and the health effects of electromagnetic frequencies. Emil?
We get this question a lot, and people will tell us that they've never heard of the health effects of electromagnetic fields, or worse, that they've heard that there's many studies out there that are contradictory, that show that there's no health effects from electromagnetic fields. I want to make two things clear here. Number one is that the health effects of electromagnetic fields have been studied at least since the 1940s, when naval servicemen used to be irradiated by the radar systems on the ships, either by accident or intentionally, and would then suffer from radiation burns, microwave radiation burns from these exposures. So the military studied these effects. More studies were done in the 1960s and 1970s. The Russians were way ahead of the game in doing this. In fact, in 1970s, they were intentionally irradiating the U.S. embassy as a way of causing health effects, loss of memory, inability to concentrate, disorientation amongst the embassy staff so that they could take advantage of them. So there's no question that there's a long history of research If people are interested in finding the specific research that's been done, there are some excellent links to the research that's available online. If you go to our website, go to lesscmf.com, go to the news and links section of the website, and you'll find links directly to the original research. That's number one. Number two is, in terms of the controversy or in terms of research that doesn't find health effects or biological effects from electromagnetic fields, I want to clarify two things. Number one is, when you look at research, try to, if you can, understand who funded the research. Many times, an industry will fund research with a predetermined agenda as to what will be found. In the case of electromagnetic fields, the cell phone companies, the power utilities, and others have funded research that instructed the researchers either to not find a health effect, or if the researchers found a health effect, to obscure it in the report of the research or to leave it out. This is well documented and can be found as well online. And finally, I would ask you this. If you had a situation where you're going to look for something, let's say you had 100 people with metal detectors and you sent them out on the beach and you said, go and look and see if you can find any treasure. And half of them came back and said, I didn't find anything. There's no treasure out here. The other half came back and one guy found a ring, one guy found a coin, one guy found a nugget of gold. What is your conclusion about whether or not there's treasure on this beach? It boggles my mind that the press and therefore the public will say, you know what, the science is inconclusive because there's some studies that didn't find a health effect. Well, if you look in the wrong place or you look in the wrong way, you won't find it. If you look in the right place or you look in the right way, you will find it. That doesn't make it controversial about whether or not it exists. And I'm talking about the health effects from electromagnetic fields. So let's look at some in detail. Mm-hmm. Dr. Martin Paul has very clearly determined that one of the most dramatic effects of electromagnetic field exposure is the way that it affects the cell membrane, meaning that it affects the way the cell membrane controls how ions move in and out of the cell, which ions moving in and out of the cell is one of the primary ways that a cell maintains its homeostasis, protects itself from toxins, and enables itself to function. So when you start to interfere with the cell's own ability to control its barrier to the environment, you put that cell at great risk for DNA damage, for mitochondrial damage, for its inability to repair itself, for its ability to excrete waste, for its ability to take in nutrients. So you really hamper the cell's ability to have a normal function.
In addition, the precursor to serious diseases, right? We'll be right back. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Watch it.
You've
got your
take. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm under the understanding that Bill Bach, he has a BS in engineering. He's this manager of municipal utilities in the Poplar Bluff area of the state of Missouri, and he said that the smart meters are safe. We're saying that that is absolutely not the case. There are health effects as a result of these electromagnetic frequencies. They're additive, they're cumulative, they're an insult to the body, and they cause diseases. And you're hearing right now from Emil de Toffel. He's a retired dentist. He has medical experience. So, and he is knowledgeable in the area of electromagnetic radiation. Emil, what are some of the common types of electromagnetic frequencies that we're exposed to and the sources?
Well, the most common types are going to come in four different varieties. You're going to have the high-frequency radiation. This is the what we call radio waves or microwaves. You get this from cell phones, from Wi-Fi, from TV and radio broadcasts. It's all this communication signals that we're exposed to. The second is low-frequency radiation, and there's two types of that. There's electric field, and then there's magnetic field. This is what you get from being in proximity to where electricity is flowing. So your wiring, your circuit breaker box, your appliances, lighting, your computer, your car, anywhere where there's electricity and electricity flowing, you're going to have electric and magnetic fields. And the fourth category is what we call dirty electricity. This is sort of an intermediate frequency that gets injected into the wiring of a building from the appliances that you have plugged in, the lighting and so on. And this travels throughout the building on the wiring and then radiates from that wiring into the living space. So those four different types, each having a different biological impact, each requiring a different way to measure or detect it, and each, to some extent, having a different way to mitigate or reduce it. So keep that in mind, that there's a lot of different things going on in a home or in a workplace electromagnetically at the same time. And as soon as I say this, I know and I can feel from listeners that this feeling of overwhelm starts to come over them. I want to encourage you that even though you may have lots of different things going on all at once, you're going to have four or five, maybe six things in your home that are the big problems. And if you're going to start to address this, I would recommend that you start with the big problems. It's not as important that you control every single thing, become an electromagnetic maniac about avoiding these things. But it is important that you control those factors that are affecting you while you're sleeping, that 8 hours while your body's trying to rest and recover. And it is important that you control those factors that are having a huge impact. In other words, where you're getting a great intensity of dosage. So I would encourage you to start with those. And the way you do it, of course, would be to get some meters so that you can measure. You can detect which kinds of electromagnetic fields you've got present in your particular environment and how strong are they. And second, you can determine what are the source or sources. You know, is it coming from something inside your home, something you have control over, like the wiring or an appliance or lighting fixture, or is it coming from sources outside your home that you can't directly control the source, such as a cell phone tower, let's say, or power lines in the street, but you may be able to do something to reduce your exposure nonetheless. So getting a meter or two and making some measurements is always the starting point. I mean, you can guess that, okay, I've got a Wi-Fi router, so I've got that problem. Yes, that's a reasonable guess to make, and it might be worth addressing. It may not be your worst problem, and once you do something about it, you may or may not have accomplished what you set out to unless you have a way to measure and check. Let me give you an example. I had a customer who called not too long ago. He had bought some shielded Cat 7 cable for his Wi-Fi, for his Internet connection. He had a Wi-Fi router. He said, I want to go wired now because I want to get rid of the Wi-Fi signal. So he got the Cat 7 cable. Cat7 cable is shielded along its entire length so the cable doesn't radiate. He connected it to his Wi-Fi router, connected the other end to his computer. He turned off the Wi-Fi at both ends. And he thought he had done himself a great service. And just thinking of it, you know, logically or intuitively, you would think, yeah, okay, that should take care of it. Well, a couple of days later, he got hold of a meter, and he went over and he measured. And he was shocked, although I'm not because I've been doing this for 20 years, but he was shocked to find that his Wi-Fi router was still spewing out very intense Wi-Fi signal, even though the Wi-Fi had been so-called turned off. Furthermore, he was shocked to find out that this signal was being injected into the shielded jacket of the wiring and therefore traveling the length of the wire, and the wire was acting as an antenna to rebroadcast this signal. So while he thought he had done himself some good, if he hadn't measured with his meter, he would not have realized that he did not really do anything good and, in fact, made matters worse. We were able to get him a solution for this. We designed a simple grounding system. So now he has grounded the Wi-Fi router and the cable. And so now, in fact, they don't radiate. So the point of the story is you've got to measure. You can guess all you want, and you might think, well, it makes sense. It should work this way. But until you measure, you won't know.
That's a very, very valid point. And so here's the next question regarding Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So we have a neighborhood of houses that may be 50 feet apart. So even if you are successful in not getting your smart meter installed, even if you fought the system and resisted arrest and all that kind of stuff, your neighbor is probably going to have one, and the neighbor behind you, and neighbor diagonally behind you, and the other neighbor diagonally behind you, and across the street, you're going to be surrounded with them unless they stop this before it starts. That's one thing. The next thing is exactly what you said. Now, don't these smart meters transmit some of their dirty fields, dirty electricity, along the power lines, along the house wiring, the Romex wiring in the walls of our homes?
Yeah, smart meters are going to do a couple of different things. They are going to certainly radiate out a microwave signal, which is the communication signal. In other words, this is the signal that the smart meter is using to give information back to the utility about your electric usage. The other thing that they're going to do is they're going to unintentionally inject a dirty electricity signal into the wiring of the home. And this will, just as you described, will travel throughout the wiring of the home and be rebroadcast from the wiring throughout the house. This is a dirty electricity signal. It's in a kilohertz range, and it's very biologically toxic. It's very biologically active at this frequency. This type of dirty electricity is pretty easy to remove from the wiring if you were to filter it as it comes into the house. But you need to be aware that you've got the problem, and then you would have to do something about it. Obviously, not getting the smart meter installed in the first place is one way to take care of that. But if you've already got it installed or you're forced to have it installed, you can get filters. Give us a call. We'll be happy to help you. And you can filter them.
Do you have an idea of what these filters would cost for a typical do-it-yourself? Or let's say a guy wants to, or gal wants to do it him or herself. What would the entry-level cost be?
Yeah, you would need two filters. They're $35 each. You put one on each phase. When the electricity comes into your house, there are two phases. They call it phase A and phase B. And so you're going to put one filter on each phase. What it does mean, though, is that you need an outlet just right near your circuit breaker box. And actually, you need two outlets, one on phase A and one on phase B. And then you plug your filters in there. So the filters, are inexpensive. You might have to have an electrician come in and install two little outlets, which shouldn't cost too much. But yeah, it's not a big deal to do that. Now, having said that, you may also have additional sources of dirty electricity within your home. I'll give you some examples. Dimmer switches are notorious for this. Plasma TVs, notorious for this. And halogen lamps, lights, are also notorious for injecting dirty electricity back into the wiring. So even even though you're filtering it when it comes into the house, so you're not getting it coming in from the street or from your smart meter, you may also have sources in your home. So a good idea, if you're thinking of doing this, is to get a meter and check your house. See, do I have a dirty electricity problem? Is it just coming in from the street, or are there things in my house that are contributing? And the way you do it is you go around the house and you plug this meter, it's called a Stetzer meter. You plug it into the various outlets in your home, you turn things on and off that you suspect might be contributing to the problem, and you watch to see if the dirty electricity comes up when you turn on the dimmer switch or when you turn on the plasma TV or not, and so you can tell pretty quickly which items are contributing and which aren't.
And this meter is portable enough so that you can bring it with you, right? Let's say you go to a restaurant. I think you might be absolutely shocked at one of these high-volume chain restaurants, the amount of electromagnetic radiation in the restaurant dining area, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, many of them will have Wi-Fi available for their customers. Many of them will have a communication system so that the hostess can communicate with the waiters or with the dish people, so, you know, which tables are available and so on. They also have radio communications with the customers. If they ever give you one of those little beepers that tells you when your table is ready, that's all wireless radiation. And so the building could be full of it. To answer your question, yes, there are meters for that, and they're extraordinarily portable. They're battery operated. They're small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. They can be discreet or not. I mean, there are some that will give you lights. There will to indicate the strength of the radiation. There are some that will give you a number, and there are some that will make a sound, a very dramatic sound, so that when the radiation is detected, the meter will buzz, the beep at you to indicate that.
That's the one I want, the one that makes the sound. Can you just imagine me in a restaurant with that one? Wow, look at this! Wow! I would cause a scene, and I will. And when we come back, can you tell us about the tri-field meter? That's what I have, and mine is pegged right at my circuit panel. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, Emil DeTopoulos with us. LesEMF.com. LesEMF.com. I'd like to give you his phone number if you'd like to contact his office. 518-608-6479. 518-608-6479. LesEMF.com. Emil, I have a Dr. Norman Shealy is a very close friend of mine, and he told me years and years ago before you and I met about the tri-field meter. And he said he had one. He brings it with him, and he checks the electromagnetic radiation in lots of places. And so I have one, and we've tested the dirty electricity in our house, and it's there. And the number one place that I've, well, a couple of places, refrigerator, a lot of electromagnetic leakage there. Microwave oven, a lot there. Breaker panels, where even right through the front of the breaker panels and the surrounding wires going into the breaker panels and the sub panels all have electromagnetic frequencies leaking. Are they some of the big ones that you have found?
They certainly are amongst them. For sure, these appliances that demand a lot of electricity, like an air conditioner, a window air conditioner unit, the refrigerator, the stovetop, these will all be emitting strong magnetic fields. Remember, the magnetic fields are directly proportional to how much electricity is flowing, how much amperage. And so high-use appliances, high-draw appliances, will be emitting strong fields. But I want to caution people about making a mental list of the items to go and guess about in their home. I was visiting a home. They asked me to come in and do a survey. The woman had had cancer, and she was concerned about the electromagnetic field exposure in her home, and so we looked around at various things. She was concerned about her computer and her TV and so on. Well, after we looked at those things that she was concerned on, I took a look at the rest of the house and went into the kitchen and found, as I scanned around, I'm finding a very high field coming from the countertop. And I was puzzled, and I scanned a little bit further with the meter and found that the dishwasher was immediately below that countertop. The dishwasher was not running. It was there, just idle. And the display panel on the dishwasher was a very strong magnetic field. When the dishwasher was running, then, of course, the field strength went up even further from there. Now, she had a very small galley-type kitchen, and so the counter above this dishwasher was really the only prep area available in that kitchen. So she would be standing in front of that, dishwasher with her pelvic area immediately in front of that display, which may or may not have contributed to the cancer issues that she had, but it certainly was not a good thing to have. So we recommended that she have an electrician come in and install a switch to control that circuit that dishwasher was plugged into. And so because she had a habit of running dishwasher, after dinner she would load it up, and then just before going to bed, she would turn the thing on and go to bed in the other area of the apartment. So the simple solution was turn on the dishwasher, run it. In the morning, when you come out, just flip the switch so that the power is off and you don't have power to that dishwasher all day long. So a very simple solution to a very thorny problem.
Brilliant, brilliant solution, and you are absolutely right, because I found with our meter that the dishwasher, same thing, has a LED-type display. Yep, you're right. It, even when it's not running, it leaks. The stove, we have a propane gas stove, and it's not an electric stove. It has a display with a clock and a timer and a setting for the oven and so forth. It leaks. The microwave oven is sitting there with its clock and it's leaking. We use that as a range hood. You are absolutely right. We're surrounded. Our kitchens are really, really dirty in terms of electromagnetic frequencies. You know, Emil Dutoffel, CEO, Less EMF, I really want to thank you. But you know what? An hour is not enough. I think we're gonna have to schedule, if it's okay with you, several hours just to get into the mitigation, the remediation, and how to fix these problems for ourselves. Is that okay with you?
Let's do that so we can tell your listeners what they can do to reduce their exposure. I'd be happy to.
Thank you, Emil. Thank you so much. Emil Dutoffel, CEO, LessEMF.com, 518-608-6479. We'll be right back after Top of the Hour news and commercial announcements. We're going to be talking about pets and dangers to your pets. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.